Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. What with the past few cards saying that you need to tend to your own garden and look out for yourself, I've decided to pick from the Starlight Oracle deck, and I have the Sun rise to the occasion. Now, let's say that is basically what the universe or your angels want you to do. They want you to organize yourself, organize your life, organize your time, right? Which you might think, actually, that does make perfect sense. How do you go about it? Now, where you might think there's a lot of things about self-care and manifesting things and doing stuff, what about all the other things that you might be avoiding doing? Like, for example, let's say you bought a guitar. And you've been thinking to yourself, I really want to learn that, but it just sits there. That's one of those things that's part of your self-care, getting that thought out and start expressing yourself through the power of your guitar, or learning, getting frustrated and dealing with those annoyances and pushing through. So at least you know that you are still trying to break through. What if there is, a language speaking app on your phone? And you're like, right, I really want to learn that language. I really, really do. But you just avoid doing it. And it just sits there. And occasionally you're like, oh, yeah, I think I might do that. And you hear someone with that accent or someone speaking in that tongue. And you're just like, right, I should be doing that. But you never do. Those are the things that you're being told to look out for now, where it says tend to your own garden. Stuff like that. What about those things that you've bookmarked, all those restaurants that you've saved on Instagram that you say, right, one of these days, I'm going to go there. Why don't you visit one? Doesn't have to be all of them, just one of them. What about, let's see, what else could there be? Those clothes that you bought that sit around and you think, right, I'm never going to wear those, but I do want to keep them. Wear them. See how you feel. Take them out. Wear them out. What if, this list is like endless. There could be anything. You could want to take up a cookery class. You might have bookmarked a mountain climbing expedition. And you've made all these excuses being like, well, I don't have time. Thing is, right, if you have time to spend 8 hours a day at work, what if you wasn't working? Those 8 hours that you have, you could be putting into yourself, correct? It doesn't even have to be the entire 8 hours. But if you can do it for somebody else, why can't you do it for yourself? And let's just say, well, I'm unemployed, so I can't. Okay, so you spend 10 hours a day looking for work. What if you put those 10 hours of work, of looking into learning that guitar? What would happen then? So where you might be going through this whole spring cleaning and processes of your mind, think about those little things and adding them to your day. Yeah, they're going to be hard to start off with. But at the end of the day, once you start making those little changes, you'll start to open up and you'll start to think more about what you want out of yourself and what things will work. Maybe you're fearful of looking out for yourself. So you think, right, so I'm just going to light a candle and meditate. Have you ever noticed that? What if you meditate all the time and you still have the same thoughts afterwards? Maybe there's that blockage just there. Maybe you are actually doing mental self-help care, but as a way of avoidance, rather than doing those other things that you really want to do. I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.